Children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my 2-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, she's like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Second Funniest Podcast, episode 229, literally right after 228.
Dun, dun, dun.
You streaming along.
Or those of you in this living room.
And just in case he is listening, Steve, I shut down the Skype line because we came up with an idea for a game that we need to do. And then after that, we'll open it up. So
who's here tonight?
Dr. Worsham, have,
Shark Genius.
Mrs. Worsham, Mrs. Natalie Worsham, dun, dun, is dun. Here because it's going to be our anniversary.
You have to talk to the mic. She's already saying snippy things.
Yeah, they're loud.
Who?
We're being. You guys.
It's called energy. It's called entertainment. This is why. This is why we didn't just go upstairs and let them talk into the microphones.
All right. Also, the future Mrs. Catherine Miller is here. You can pull that closer to your mouth if you
closer
want.
To my mouth.
Yeah. Or you could just lean in.
Kiss
whatever.
It,
I just
Dad.
Want you to be.
Here's, okay.
See,
did
that
you do that noise?
No, that was Natalie.
This is what's happening.
That's what would have happened.
That one was Catherine.
They would have talked in their sexy chick voices.
Yes, hello, boys.
See what I'm saying?
It's exciting. Now, as we jump into the newlywed game, though, it's not fair because Kat and I aren't even newleds. We're engaged. And
it's
you two,
more than fair.
No, and you two have been married for almost 9 years.
Yeah, so you're closer to being a newlywed than we are.
Well,
and
you wouldn't
going
even
from one extreme to another.
You would not even be allowed on the newlywed set. You can even watch in the audience because
why?
You've been married too long.
They won't let me watch in and participate.
No, you can't. You can't
on a canceled game show.
You can't watch. You can't watch it on TV. These are the rules of the newlywed game. I don't make them up. I just
well, that's,
make them up.
I'm glad that we break these rules here on the Second Funniest Podcast.
Bam!
For your viewing and listening entertainment, more so listening, nerd. So enjoy. So here's what we have. We have some newlywed questions that
Natalie
we're going
just left.
To go through. And Natalie's being a mother, which I think also gives a hindrance to us because she's a mom.
And I'm so focused on you, Kevin.
See? See? I think the nerd is going to be a big fan of Kat. That's what I think.
I know I am.
I think that by letting her on the show, and they're already a big fan of Natalie.
It's like having her sidekick.
Yeah, it's like this is
Natalie Jr.
That girl. Superwoman.
Which one are you?
That girl.
And Natalie Superwoman?
The newly superhero. I don't know.
What?
Continue. I'm not a comedian.
But you're funny as hell.
Thank you.
Let's see. Well,
I just, this old thing?
Stop. Really?
So let's see. I think we could just go through this, and we'll let us go first since
sure.
We're not newlyweds.
Well, age before beauty,
yes.
So go for it.
All right. I think that means we're pretty, dear. So let's see. The first question is to the groom. It says, if your fiance could be a famous person, or in my case, my wife.
Of 9 years.
Who would be? Who would she choose to be? To which I answered, Angelina Jolie.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ding,
that's
ding, ding,
one
ding, ding, ding,
for
ding.
Us.
And I said, or no, Reese.
And then the question to you, Natalie, is if you could be a famous person, who would you choose according to your husband?
I put Angelina Jolie. Or Reese Witherspoon to fulfill his fantasy.
You know what's funny is I almost wrote that.
Did you?
I
really?
Almost wrote that second part because I thought it would be funny.
That's
but then
awesome.
I was like, I got to get through this.
That's impressive.
Yeah. All right. You want to do your question?
So,
or you want to
do
the
whole
thing?
Yeah, you guys get a point.
All right. Point for us.
I'm going to draw a little point here.
This thing spins.
I just wrote J and K, so there's a point for you guys.
All right.
Okay. You can read it for us, Justin.
Okay. we'll say... if your fiance could be a famous person, Kevin, who would she choose to be?
This was hard, so I wrote, because she's a photographer, Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams. All right. Kat, if you were a famous person, who would you choose to be, according to Kevin?
I said
Sandra Bullock because I love her as an actor, and we've gotten into fights over the fact that he doesn't like her, but he knows I like her.
So that's also your answer of who you would want to be, but it's also what you thought he would choose.
No, it's who I thought he would want me to be based on
the fights that you've had.
Yeah.
So he thinks that she's talented and you think she's not?
I love her. He doesn't really like her. So I thought if he was trying to think of someone that I like, he'd probably choose Sandra Bullock, not a male that lived hundreds of years ago.
He was talented, though.
That's okay. True.
Well-known artist.
If you, not as talented as
what
Sandra
famous
Bullock.
Person would you... what, according to you, what famous person would you choose to be? If you could choose, Kat.
Are you typing something on a typewriter? What's going on?
No, she's tapping her fingers.
Look at that ring of hers. It's huge.
It's huge. Literally huge. Has to be worn on the middle finger.
I'm just going to go home. Is this mic open? Kat has to go, so let's speed things along.
Can we add a question of what size ring is Kat?
Let's just move things along. Just move things along.
Hold on. I want to talk about this real quick because I remember a conversation between my dearest best friend, Kevin, and his lovely bride-to-be where he got her a ring that is what size, Kat?
A 6.5.
Target. 6.5.
I broke into her apartment not once but twice and went to Target and measured rings on their little jewelry ring.
Uh-huh. And so then... I did tell him, I said, err on the side of being big because you don't want it to be like you try to put the ring on and it doesn't fit,
That's
which he did. And I think that was great. But this is why I love this man and why I'm sure you do too, is that then to which afterwards you go, yeah, I think I'm more like a 5, 5.5. And he says, no way you're a 5, 5.5. Now, Kevin, how many rings have you bought in your entire life?
One, two.
Two.
I mean, one. What should I really answer?
What? What was the second one?
Yours.
Damn it. What was the first one?
You only get one question.
So having purchased two rings in his entire life, he can simply look at your finger and your ring and instantly know that's the size. That's the right one.
Well, since pretty close to the beginning of us dating, he was asking me what my size was. And I wasn't positive, but I thought it was a 5, 5.5. I said maybe a 6. So I have told him numerous times.
Yeah, but you didn't know. You say it like this. It's a 5, 5.5. I don't know. Maybe a 6. I don't know. Ring sizes are weird. And then dress sizes and then shoe sizes. Everything has a range with you. It's like, I might be a size 2 or 9. It depends on where you shop and
that's
what
so
I'm thinking.
That's so true for girls.
I know.
If I go into a store,
try
I'm
to
a
go 34, buy that.
34, 32. Any pair of pants will fit. A girl, no. You could wear a 6. You could wear a 10. You could wear an 8.
That's true.
You could have to have it hemmed.
Fair enough, honey.
Fair enough.
We'll talk about the first one later.
I just think... Wow.
This is going to be
I'm falling
good,
in love with your bride-to-be.
I know. She's taking.
Question number 2.
Not yet. You can buy me a third ring.
To both. Oh, hold on. My son wants me. Question number 2 to you both. Where did you share your first kiss? So, in tradition... Well, and here's the thing. Just because we didn't go into detail on our celebrity thing, it's because Angelina Jolie is the only chick my wife would ever sleep with. So that's why I knew. And she said the Reese Witherspoon because she recently took over Helen Hunt's position as my celebrity crush. Well, I'm trying to host a show and hold him, and you're just standing there doing nothing. Jesus Christ, don't yell at me. You got both your hands free. Don't have kids. You think this ring thing is an issue? Oh, God. Try having offspring. There's ring in there.
Moving on.
Where did you share your first kiss, Natalie? What did you say? I said New Brighton Beach.
Oh, I screwed that up. Well, I meant New Brighton, but I put Capitola, just like her wedding invitations.
Oh, gosh.
But then I thought it was the front porch of my mom's house.
No. So,
yeah.
No, I kissed you for the first time while we were sitting in the sand on the beach, and then I French kissed you the first time in that hotel room.
Oh, this is because you two are old. Necessary. You can't remember.
You little slut. Longer.
It was back in the 90s. Different president.
I so. Was 7.
I met New Brighton.
In 1990.
How old are you?
12.
Oh, I think I saw you dance on a Ustream channel.
Shark Jesus would not approve.
That's wrong episode. Wrong oh, episode. Oops. Last week. That was last week.
A 7-day-old reference. Boom. For me, it's 20 minutes. All right, so you guys now.
Ladies first.
Where did you share your first kiss?
It was in my car outside his apartment after I got off a catering shift.
Oh, wow. And she was... Wait, catering? I'm pretty sure you were in Starbucks.
Nope, catering.
Well, I just said in her... In front of my house, in her car.
Oh. Well, you're both correct, I guess.
Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
I think so.
Well done. How was the first kiss, Kat? Can we ask?
Actually, the first time I tried to kiss
I said
her,
Kat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Although this is still a good story.
He can tell it. Let him go.
No, go. You go ahead.
It was okay.
I just was... Okay, now you go, Kevin.
No, tell him.
Awkward.
Tell him.
You want me to tell him when you first tried to kiss me?
Go, well, either. Tell a story.
We had our first date on a Friday, and then he tried to kiss me on Sunday, and I wanted to, but then I was scared and didn't want to start things that soon. So I was like, just wait. And
so
then
he moved in, and you did the like face to the hand, or did you knee him in the groin? What did you do for your, did you pepper spray him? What did you do?
Yeah. I think I just turned my head, and then I was just like, can we wait? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And then... we were texting.
Were you really like, yeah, absolutely?
Well, here's what was happening is that she was nervous that I was going to try to kiss her, which, funny enough, has the same vibe as, I hope he's going to try to kiss me tonight. So that's exactly, I kept thinking, she wants me to kiss her?
She's really laying on the mojo pretty thick.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'll kiss her. But she was nervous, not because.
You read women like you read rings.
Yeah, I was like, you're a size 7, baby.
But did you want to kiss me on Sunday?
Yeah, it was a little soon.
Because then you told me on Monday, you were like, I'm glad we didn't kiss. That was a good decision. I'm okay with that. And then we were texting back and forth on my shift on Wednesday.
We're adorable.
We are. Okay, we're done.
This might be the first time we've ever had this conversation.
I know. This is what
we were texting back and forth and being all flirty. And I was like, I'm thinking about you and all this stuff. And then.
This is 3 days
I said something. You had me guess something. And I was like, and you're like, quick, come over here and get your prize. And then I just happened to call you on my way home and happened to mention in the conversation, oh, I'm driving by your apartment right now. And you're like, oh, you should come by. And I was like, no, no. Okay.
And then I kissed you.
Yeah.
And you were
in your sweats and I was in my
it was a very attractive
butler uniform.
Had you showered, Kevin?
Probably not. I generally shower once a week or so.
Man, you are lucky to have her say yes. You don't even shower when you make the first move.
She was begging me to ask her. Let's go on.
Now we're on question number 3. What is the most embarrassing, this is to the guy, what is the most embarrassing thing your fiance has done around you? Natalie, what did you think I said to that?
I think it happened today.
Wait, what?
Actually.
Then you're already wrong, but I'm listening.
Yeah, wait, where's my notes?
My notes?
Oh.
Is that a test?
Talk too loud about something or somebody close by.
Because here we went to this story time thing for Jacob, and they had this Australian guy playing guitar and showing off farm animals, and his mic didn't work. And, of course, you have these stupid, idiotic parents who let their kids just run free, and they're talking in the back.
In front of other kids.
And this poor guy is trying to manage a show with nobody helping him. And then there was a point where Natalie was saying, I swear to God, I just want to go and tell those kids to sit down so bad. And the mom of the kid who was standing in the way was standing right next to her, and I go,
shh. Which I'm glad.
No, I know. Well, here's the thing. In retrospect, as we're walking away, I was like, you know what? She's right. Like, fuck these people. They're being rude and inconsiderate, and they're not taking care of their kids. This free thing that the library provides isn't so you could stress out some guy who's trying to take care of animals
or not
and pay for his marijuana.
Yeah, not take care of your kids for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
The same stuff we used to do with
exactly.
Parks.
Yeah.
I don't want to father my child for 30 minutes. You do it.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I thought that she would say is, when she peed, when she sneezed, when she was pregnant with Jacob. We were on a walk, and she went, achoo, whoa!
Yeah, but that's not the right question. Well, that's
it is. The most embarrassing thing your fiancé has done around you.
Oh, got it. Yep.
All right, so your turn. What's the most embarrassing thing that your fiancé has done around you? What did you think Kevin said, Kent?
Well, first I answered it as to what I thought was the most embarrassing thing that I had done.
Okay, so let's hear that.
Then I had to change it.
Oh, okay. So let's hear what you changed it to, and then we'll hear the other one.
I changed it to not stood up for him in a group setting.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Where, like, I don't take his side. And
yeah.
I side
what?
Like,
now, why is that embarrassing for you?
It's not. But I think he gets embarrassed. Maybe I'm reading this wrong.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. What I wrote here is, according to you, if Kat was to choose the thing that's the most embarrassing thing she's done in front of me, it would be fart.
That's what I had first.
Yes. See,
and I knew that because then I continued to write, in reality, it's asking me if it's okay if she farts. Because what she'll do is she'll fart now and go, I'm farting.
No, I warn you right before I do.
Or I'm about to fart. Or she'll just stop and she'll get this little smile like, I'm farting right now. Shh, I'm farting. Do you hear it?
I do not ask that.
Yes, you do. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? It's like air releasing from a tire.
I'll have to teach you the Dutch oven.
Please don't. Only
pull that on a honeymoon.
I can do some damage.
Pull the covers over his head. Go. I'm farting right now. Do you hear it? I'm farting.
She acts like her farts are gonna be like manure mixed with toxic waste, and really they're just a fart. They're okay.
It's coming, but dude.
You haven't. Smelled it with gluten mixed in.
I don't know if we're gonna.
I'm so excited for you too.
So far, you guys are winning. This is why you're not allowed near the set.
That's so funny. All right, so on question number 4, it says to both, who approached who and with what pickup line the first time you got together? So, Natalie, who approached who and with what pickup line?
I know this answer.
You know, to make sure you don't lose weight, I'll take you out to dinner.
Damn, I love that one.
Wow. Yeah,
Dead on. Here's what I wrote. Let's see, because I think she just quoted me. She said, I said, I will have to make sure she eats by taking her out to dinner.
And what did you say to that, Natalie?
No.
and they waited 5 more years before their first date.
Yep. That just made me think of a comics joke, and now I'm being rude because I was laughing. But he has this joke where he goes, it's funny that with gay marriage becoming an issue now, he said that's going to change stories, you know, for kids in the future. He's like, right now, if you ask your grandparents, like, Grandma, how did you and Grandpa meet? And he's like, well, he was just coming back from the war, you see. And he just came down off of that ship wearing that nice little uniform, and he saw me, and we looked eyes, and it was love at first sight. And 2 weeks after that, he asked me out for a cola. And 3 weeks after that, we had that cola. A month after that, we had our first kiss. And 3 months after that, we went on our first date. And 5 months after that, we got married. And 6 months after that, that's when we made your mother. You know, wow, that's such a great story about wholesome love and goodness. He goes, Grandpa, how did you meet Grandpa? Oh, that's a great story. It was, she ain't nothing but a gold digger was playing at the Hooch Lounge. And your grandfather was dancing in a cage in leather chaps. And I walked in with my ball gag and we locked eyes and it was just over after that.
Then we adopted a Korean girl. Is that how it goes?
Oh, it was great. All right, so now to you. Who approached who and with what pickup line the first time you guys got together, Kat?
According to Kevin, I think he thinks I flirted.
Yes.
But he actually asked me out.
Mm-hmm. Before you were even interested?
No, she was interested in me far before she should have been.
I'm looking at her and I'm asking her.
Fair enough.
But in my ears, I hear you.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I was interested. I had a crush on him. But he had a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
And so I was trying to remain distant.
Good job.
And then every time I was like, okay, this is okay. We're just friends. I would say something or whatever. And then he took that as, you're flirting with me.
So what he's going to say, he flirted with him.
I flirted.
And
but
what was
he
your line? Did you have a line? Or?
No, I didn't have a, I don't, no, I didn't have a line.
So your line was all body language.
Yes.
In the language of love.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's hard because we were in the friend zone. So there were things that she said to me that were like asking me out, like, hey, are you going to the same party as me tonight? And that kind of thing. But I actually wrote down that I asked her out first to be in the official realm of dating. So that's fair.
Yes.
But I also wrote, do you go to Ecclesia?
Me too. I wrote that too.
Which is a question I asked her at the wedding we were at together last year.
Like as a joke or whatever?
No,
or?
I didn't know she went to the same church.
Okay.
I was like, do you? And then it really hurt her feelings for a while.
Oh, because you didn't recognize
her?
We
have been going to the same church for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then we were in Georgia at a rehearsal dinner, and I knew that he knew who I was, but apparently he only knew me from shooting weddings, not the church. And then I made some comment, and he goes, wait, do you go to Ecclesia?
Yeah.
And I just kind of sat there.
Classic.
We went to a shut your mouth. We went to a previous wedding in March, and I didn't know her at all. And we haven't talked about this, right? I feel like we've told this story a dozen times lately.
Yeah,
and she was really annoyed because I didn't introduce myself to her. When she was sitting there scowling at me, I didn't know who she was
and
from
he
Eve.
He was scowling at me.
No, I wasn't. I was smiling at Amy.
No, you, not at me.
The engagement's off.
Anyways, but can I say one thing?
Yeah, of course.
Our wedding day will mark 1 year to the day that he said, do you go to Ecclesia?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, that was unintentional or?
Yeah, it was unintentional.
Nice. I mean, we chose the weekend because it's Labor Day weekend. But
yeah.
That's about it.
And then we realized it was a year ago.
By the way, I'm going to be out for the podcast that week.
What?
I got a honeymoon.
What?
We'll talk off.
You can call in from Hawaii.
God bless you. If you want, you could be on the show.
Wait. Yes, Jacob.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So, question number five now, right? Is where we are.
Did we get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course you did. What is your favorite physical feature about your fiance? So, Natalie, what do you think I think is your best physical feature?
Ass.
Boom! Ass for bonus points. All right, Kat, what do you think Kevin thinks is your best physical feature?
I said my face, which includes a lot.
I just like what you say, like the way you say it, like my face.
My face.
I think it's because in your face, it seems like an insult, so you seem like you're dejected. I have a pretty face. Suck it. Not the face part. That I got made that weird. Kevin, what did you say?
Eyes, lips, face.
Eyes, lips, face.
I said face, hair, lips, eyes.
Yeah, see? Up top.
All right, so now we tie it again. Question number six, what about your fiancé annoys you? So, Natalie, what does your fiancé say annoys him about you? So what do I say annoys me? Besides Jacob right now.
To do something that I know makes you angry and then to do it anyway. Example, leave the clean knife out to air dry instead of dry it off and put it back.
This might be worth a half a point because she is right, yeah. But it's not what I said.
What did you say?
What I said was that she keeps too much stuff. So my wife...
That would have been my second.
My wife...
Got rid of a lot of stuff.
No. She's gotten rid of a lot of stuff to her. Like, here's the best thing. She said she was complaining about how she can't go shopping for clothes or whatever. She doesn't spend a lot of money on clothes. I said, well, here's the thing. You don't have anywhere to put the clothes if you wanted to buy more clothes. Like, there's no room in your closet to put another piece of clothing in. And then she goes, well, yeah, but because I have to hang on to the clothes. I go, okay, if I honestly thought that if you went out and spent $200 on clothes and then we're going to take clothes out of your closet to be replaced by new ones, then I would be okay with it. Or if I looked at your closet and saw these gaps and was like, we need to get her some clothes. She's a lady. She deserves to have a full closet. So what does she do? She's like, okay. She cleans out her closet in a weekend, right? And she goes, I did it. I go, you didn't do anything. And she goes, yes, I did. I got rid of a lot of stuff. I said, here's the thing. If you went and bought a shirt right now, could you just hang it in your closet with ease?
Yes.
And she said, no. Now she's got like 6-inch gaps in the closet. So now she's going to get some new clothes. She's earned it. So I don't think we scored a point on that one. Because I said she keeps...
Fair enough. For that. Moving on to the newlyweds.
How dare you?
Well, we're just going to rack up the real points.
Oh, wow. All right. What a noise. What is Kevin... Hold on. How does this say? What do you do to annoy him?
I worry about him and nag him.
Ooh, I want to hear about this.
Nag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you nag him about?
Like, she nags him
the way he drives and parks. Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
Shut your mouth hole. You and me are Domino's partners against these two yokels. You of all people.
Yeah, what is both you and Justin when it comes to driving and parking. That
Kevin, you've
crazy.
Never been in a car where Kevin was driving.
There's a reason.
freeze frame and credits.
So what do you say about his driving and parking?
Driving around streets, he'll like whip in front of people when there's not a lot of room. And then when he's trying to make a left-hand turn, he'll just sit there forever when there's like plenty of time.
This happened once,
yes,
back to back.
Yes, I'm remembering this time.
Back to back.
We're turning to Trader Joe's
back
and
to back
the car
is twice.
Was coming.
No. That what she's explaining happened in one sequence. Like I made one turn. She's like,
example.
What? And then next, why are you waiting?
Because you'll sit there, and the car's way down. You could easily, judging by how fast you drive, cutting in front of people. Otherwise, cut across the street and get in the parking lot.
See how frustrating that is? Because no matter what, I lose. If I'm whipping in front of people, in quotes, it's too fast. If I wait and am more cautious, it's too slow.
Maybe you could just flip them.
Maybe
so
Goldilocks
can drive.
So
be fast when there's time, and then slower when there's time. Nag him.
Wow.
And I don't realize
that was a solid piece of logic. That was, man,
you of all people.
I know. Here's what I'm saying. I'm looking
at
this.
I get that my domino partner would backfire on me.
I'm not backfiring on you. I am not backfiring on you. Here's what I'm doing. I'm afraid for you now. That's what just happened.
You know, if you truly believed in me, you would support the team even when they don't have a perfect record.
I do. And I'm doing it right now. I'm wearing a Team Kevin shirt underneath this, which I proposed as groomsmen shirts.
I support you.
I know.
I know she does.
She just got real.
This just got real.
This just got real.
Because if you refer to question 3, if I don't support him in this group setting, it embarrasses him.
She's right, you know.
Do you see now what I'm saying? What I'm saying is because I was all over. I'm like, here's what I was about to do. I was about to go, here's the thing, Kat, of why you're wrong and how. Because he just said, yeah, it's double. He's in a win-lose situation. No, what? No, he can't win. And then you said, well, if you flipped him to where you went faster when there was plenty of time and slower when there wasn't enough. I was like, oh, that's
good logic.
Here's the thing, though. I'm going to be the mediator in this little situation here, even though I'm not paid.
Pre-marriage ref.
I was never asked to do so.
Yeah.
But as long as you are not screaming or making any kind of sudden new noise or cussing at him under your breath while he's driving, you're not really doing anything wrong. My wife will go, son of a bitch, fucking hell! while I'm trying to drive, and I know that what I'm doing is okay, but when I hear son of a bitch fucking hell, I think there's something I'm not seeing, and now I'm looking everywhere but where I was already looking, which is at the road, thinking there's something coming from the side I don't see, and then I realize there's nothing there and I want to kill her. So that's all I have
to say.
There's
nothing there anymore because you just cut off the car in front of him.
So he succeeded.
Like the dog and the biker and the car we almost ran into the other week.
Yeah, that was all at once.
I think this is a driving theme. Maybe Natalie and I should start driving.
How many points do you have so far, Kat?
Enough. Let's move
3.
On.
Back on board.
Oh,
you shut your mouth when he's driving. You shut your face hole and your mouth. I don't care how pretty and how much he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
You keep it shut.
Yeah, my answer.
Yeah, what was your answer?
I said to the question about what does your fiance do that annoys you, I said ask obvious questions. So we don't get any points for this. But
what is that? Do you know what this is, Kat?
That's kind of, are you referring to the socket?
Yes.
So I would consider that nagging.
Yeah, it's in the same neighborhood. All they're right. They're related, but they're definitely different.
I love that she answered with an obvious question. Yeah.
She'll do this.
Sorry, Ken.
There was one night where this is when I was finally able to articulate it. We were talking forever. She was telling me about a story about somebody she knew that got a tick. And she was like, a tick this, a tick that, la, la, la. She says it like 6 times. We're talking about it just fine. And then she goes, so you get this tick. Do you know what a tick is? I'm like, how would have I sat in this conversation this long and not known what a tick is? But then she'll mess with me and flip it on me later. Where one time we're sitting there talking and I said something about grapefruit. And she's like, what's a grapefruit? And she's got me going. And then for like a minute and a half, I'm trying to describe a grapefruit to her and what they're at. And she's like, oh, do you use like a spoon on them with the special ridges on the edge?
I'm
like, you stupid, stupid person, Kevin. How did you follow that?
Obituary.
Obituary.
All right. So now we're at number 7. How many kids do you want to have? How many kids do I want to have, Natalie?
Yeah. You're
good. Okay. I have 1 to 2 depending on your mood.
That is fair.
We have one. I want 2, but you have moments where you want 2. So I think deep down inside you want 2, but you only like...
In my defense, I want you to shut up about having 2, and I want to begin being able to tell you when you get angry about having the second one, I told you so. That's the only reason why I want to have a second one. I said 1, so we didn't get any points on that one. No points!
But... Would you, if you took away the money and the finances, would you want 2 kids
no.
in your life?
No, I had him because my father had a heart attack. I didn't have money. What I mean? Like, you find out, my dad told me this, is that you find out that kids aren't really that expensive. Like, it doesn't really change your financial world. It changes your emotional and, I don't know.
Stress level.
Yeah, exactly. And exhaustion. And
your social.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that's all it changes. Financially, we're, you know, nothing. We make less money than what we did before we had the kid, and we're still doing okay. We're still living. You have to make modifications here and there, but you know what I mean? Speaking of which, if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the subscribe link, $2 a month, 50 cents an episode, maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
Support their second child.
Or keep the first one living.
She's busy drawing on Natalie's quiz. Right
All
now.
Right. So now to you guys. How many kids do you want to have? Or how many kids do you think Kevin wants to have, right?
2.
Is that right?
He wants 2.
And how many do you want? Can I ask that?
4.
I know.
Yeah. He wants 4.
We just talked about this.
Just
wow.
like.
Wow.
Otherwise, so I may have thought you wanted 4 as well.
Really? Because we talked
Why
about
Why do you want 4?
Because she comes from a big
I'm
family.
I'm from a family of 5.
Yeah.
5 kids or just 5 people?
5 kids.
In India, that's the nuclear family, is two parents, four kids. That's
and
the
I'm
standard
Indian.
Foreman. Yeah. That's not true. She has the complexion of Snow White.
She's the webmaster for IndianChild.com.
You!
Boom! Seven-day-old reference to the nerd. Let's see.
We get a point. You don't get a point. The score is now tied 4-4.
I've shifted the game on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing this to make it interesting.
Yeah, right.
But it all
is it tied?
It's tied. Four.
We're doing this Bob Brandenburg rule, so the last question is worth 1 bajillion points.
Don't say a bajillion,
I
Justin.
Know,
it's
I
not
know.
A real number.
I'm sorry,
there's
Bob.
No imaginary clock.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Oh, saucy.
Why? So you—that's your only reason? You think that four kids are going to be happier than two?
I just think it's fun to live in a household where there's a lot of stuff going on.
She also wants to adopt two of them.
I do want
to. So you want to make
two
of them?
But I do want to. I would like to adopt.
At least one.
Internationally.
Internationally.
Indian.
Why not take care of a kid here at home?
I would consider that too. But I'd also like to adopt like a Thai girl or
an Indian. A Thai girl?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? Can I ask?
Because I've been there and I see what they go through. And some, and I'd like to rescue a girl that might end up in a brothel one day or something.
Ooh.
And bring her back here instead.
Hard to make fun of that.
Yeah. Third funniest podcast now. Way to bring us down, Catherine.
How dare you, sir. Right?
I know. Right. They don't have headphones.
I know. That's why I said, right?
I don't know.
Thanks for the compressor, Joseph Barkley, you jackass.
Best thing ever.
Does
he go to Ecclesia?
Are you hitting on him?
I would. That Taekwondo ass. Well, Ty goes to brothels. What is the first movie you saw together, Natalie?
I put Jerry Maguire with 3 question marks.
Why 3?
I wasn't exactly sure.
But 1 question mark would work, just to say I'm not sure.
3
Why 3?
Was to be extra unsure.
Extra unsure. As far as I know, you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
that was the first
ding,
movie
ding.
You guys
yeah.
saw.
It was in our vows
like
for
full
Brian
movie.
It's what you...
Full
no,
movie?
No.
Bunk chicka wow wow.
Yeah.
I know it was because when you proposed to her, she said,
yes,
you complete
I will choose
me.
You to complete me.
Yeah, and that was a reference. And you had to filter it when you responded to the
so
audience.
She said yes.
Yeah, because to say you complete me, they'd be
I
like,
wasn't
yeah.
thinking.
Then that would be the most embarrassing
I think
thing.
It's romantic.
All right, what's the first movie you guys saw together?
I couldn't remember.
I couldn't either.
So I put Hot Tub Time Machine, which might have been the first movie we went to together.
No, because that was after we watched Hangover.
No, no, movie we went to together.
Oh, you mean in theaters?
No, it says movie you saw together.
Oh, I thought it meant in theaters.
In theaters, maybe it was Hot Tub Time Machine.
I think it was Hot Tub.
What's the first movie you saw Hangover, though, before that, at least?
That was in January, though, I think. I put Baby Mama that we watched at my birthday party.
Oh, that would be the first.
But we must have seen something in November.
No points for us.
No
we
points.
Don't remember.
Yeah, zero.
All right, Natalie, what is my usual bedtime?
When he wins the video game or if he's horny?
Video game.
Like I have 2 different bedtimes?
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
All right, when I win the video game, what's my bedtime?
I think to filter or to translate this for the nerd, it's depending on which thing you want to play with.
Which video
my
game?
My PlayStation or my triple Xbox.
One that's got a guaranteed payoff or one that might not all be quite there. Which one
I'll let
you
decide which one is which. Because I have a strong feeling that the nerd knows. Okay, so let's go when I win the video. So you're saying my bedtime is when I finish my video game, right? If I'm horny, what time is my bedtime?
Early.
Early, like?
Yeah, well, give
like
it
10:30, like that's the signal.
Okay.
And what?
I just put 10 p.m. because I found out that in order to function properly on sleep that you need, I think it was a minimum of 6 to 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured Jacob at the earliest wakes up at 5 a.m. if he sleeps all the way through the night. So I kept making her go to bed at 10 o'clock because she would put him down at like 9:30, 10 and then stay up till 11:30 midnight and only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I put 10 p.m.
I don't know if we're giving you any points for this.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, I think we
should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not start your fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. They're not on the same page.
What is Kevin's usual bedtime, Kat?
I said after midnight to 2 a.m.
Ooh.
That's fair. I put midnight, but yeah, that's probably fair. That's probably more accurate than my interpretation of what I think I'm going to bed at. I think I go to bed at midnight.
I think for you, you don't know exactly what time it is, and then you look down and go, oh crap, it's 2.
Pretty much. I shouldn't have been playing this video game or this non-triple Xbox. Can't wait to get one of those.
Number 10.
Point for us. We're now in the lead.
One more question, or two more questions to go. Number 10, name one thing you own that your fiance will throw out the first chance she gets. What is the one thing that I own that you will throw out the first chance you get, Natalie?
That same shirt that you still have. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, the Kevin shirt?
Oh, really? I gave him that shirt. When we go to Maui,
ugly,
we're getting you 8
brown
of those. It didn't used to be
ugliest
until you washed it.
What? No. My washing did
or
not.
Or I wore the hell out of it. That's really what happened.
Show me
you
which
can
one
wear
it is.
The hell out of it. It's
the one with the
color.
Red thing.
Yeah, yeah, with the shark
it's got
on it. Right?
It's gone.
Surfboards.
Did you already throw it out?
Yeah. No, I didn't throw it out. I donated it.
Huh. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I have
I donated it. Oh, you have it? You found it at Milton Edie's?
Yeah.
I donated it after the last anniversary show where you complained about that shirt.
Aww.
That's the difference between you and me. I fix things.
Mm.
Hmm. Question number 6.
To us.
No, question number 10. I was referencing that she doesn't fix what annoys me.
Hot tub time machine.
name one thing that you will throw out the first chance you get, Kat. This is going to be awesome.
Oh.
I said I wouldn't dare throw anything away.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
You knew.
This is actually the source of pretty much our biggest realist
fight. Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. I know from the minute that it came where you were going to have to move in together in her studio apartment, you're like, there's no room. I was like, you get rid of stuff. And you were like, no. And then you started explaining to me that how, as a collector, we non-collectors, we don't understand how a physical object connects you to a memory. And I was like, oh, this is going
to
be
he
awesome.
He needs to watch that hoarding
because
show.
No, I don't need to watch that hoarding
because
show.
I suggested that you get a storage unit. And then he said, yeah, that's fine. We could do that. And then she was like all over that, like white on rice. It was like, as long as it's not a thing, because I'm not comfortable paying this amount of money for this forever for just stuff to sit there that you never even see. I was like, oh,
yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. We're really glad to be having this conversation.
That's gonna
right
be
now.
Fight number one.
It well, already
it's
has
already
been
fight yeah 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 6, yeah. 8, 9.
Tears,
yeah.
Midnight.
Yeah, up late, light.
But we yeah
she threw
at a good
ring
place
in my face.
All right, now respect the integrity of this game and yeah what would really be the thing that you would throw out.
Like, if you could choose.
If I could choose.
You could just choose something to be tossed.
I think the hangers, just
oh,
to spite
yeah,
it.
Of course, it would be the hangers.
Is that really a fight? You have empty hangers?
I have hangers from when I was a kid. I have some really, like, antique 1940s hangers, but I also have some hangers that are, like, the same hangers I had when
like
I was a kid.
Plastic ones that are metal and bent all weird, and they all get caught and stuck together. And if you buy all the white ones from Target that's, that are cheap, yeah, it makes your closet look instantly
that's
organized.
So wait, you use these hangers
plastic
from
yes
when you were a kid?
That, they're not just a collection. I'm using old hangers. That's all.
She that's really the issue?
Yeah, she just doesn't like the fact that I don't have matching hangers in my closet.
And just
like,
so I'm clear, no, I'm not choosing sides, yeah, but just yeah so I'm clear, you're saying I will not get rid of these hangers.
I said I use these. I prefer these hangers because I've had them forever.
And that's what
all
my fight is. Not so much that they're not neat and clean, which is a problem. It's more the fact that you won't get rid of them that I'm like,
I don't. You want to get new hangers? I don't care. The classic, the ones that are from the 40s, fine.
I'll tell you
the
what.
Wire hangers are useful.
Storage boxes.
No,
listen
not
to me.
They're so tangled.
Listen to me right now.
You can't hang your clothes.
You don't ever buy hangers. Because my jackass of a wife has an entire dry cleaning bag full of
oh
hangers
we have a ton. I can give
that
you
we don't even
all white
use.
Plastic ones from Target.
Exactly.
Love them.
Exactly.
I bet your closet. Yeah.
Here's the
so
kicker, too.
Organized.
My wife wears 3 different kinds of shirts, and of those 3, 2.5 of them are tank tops. So the hangers that I had to buy were the big loops on the top so that it would grab the straps on the tank top. She keeps a ton of the little tiny hook ones, and oh, yeah, all there are ones in the bag that are better than what she's using.
I said comic books.
I wish you the
I thought she just want to see those slide right down the
no
trash.
No way.
Chute.
She knows. She knows that those
I know,
are
but just out of
very
spite
different than hangers.
I don't know, just out of spite. They take up space. I don't read them. Blah, blah, blah.
I know, but I feel like they have more value than a hanger.
What's number 2 on the list, can I ask?
Comic books.
Oh, this is a good list.
No, I don't think so.
Comic books.
Really?
Yeah. DVDs.
The comforter. I don't really want you to throw it away, but I know your aunt and uncle got it for you. I asked them the other night if we could
they
get
listen to the show, just so you know.
Okay.
No kidding.
His other aunt and uncle.
Yeah. Varger
only has
Mintz.
One. Yeah.
No, I asked him if we could get, because we're going to keep his bed, I think, when we get married. And so I asked if we could get, I was just being all cute. And I was like, can we get a new comforter when we're married? And he goes, well, what's wrong with this one?
Oh,
and I was like, well, I just
great.
Want one when we're like no. newlywed to get new stuff. And so he was explaining that Margaret and Vince got him that one. And I said that I liked it, but it, you know, he's had it. It's yeah. his. I want something that we share together.
How
and
does this instantly make
looks,
sense to you?
It
totally
looks like
makes
a couple.
Sense.
Kevin.
Oh, man. No,
Kevin.
Let's move
so
on.
So then he said,
hold
okay, we'll get a new one, but
fun.
He'll keep
let's
that
move
one.
On.
It will. This, we should not dwell on this.
It's, no, how could you really be that? Here's the thing. I'm going to break it down real quick.
Get a new one, but he'll keep that one.
You're not
so.
Wrong. You're not. Here's the thing.
I appreciate that.
You're not.
What was the answer about embarrassing me in front of public podcasts?
She's not doing that.
No, you are.
Other wife.
Hold on. Just hear yeah. me out.
Okay, baby.
I'm just going to explain it to you from yeah. her perspective. And because here's
this
the thing.
This was the fight. With me and Justin.
Over your comforter?
No.
I
no,
said
I'm not a comforter.
I wanted
mocha
to hold
colored.
On to yes. because of sentimental value. And now I'm like,
it's
I
different.
Get rid of stuff.
It's yeah. different for us because for
I know
you,
your baby is rocking out the
years.
Door right now.
For you, you're the guy. Yeah. So the guy naturally is inclined to have things that don't fit. Like it's the story of, you know, this place needs a feminine touch, yeah. a feminine touch or a lady's touch. It's like, you don't, you know, you come in and it's a bachelor pad and then she comes in and decorates it and makes it all look nice and, yeah. and make sense and stuff like that. So the reason why I'm sitting there going, wow, this is really interesting because A, this is a side of you I have not ever seen in 13 years because it never comes up because we're two dudes.
Yeah.
And B, that it really is like a stereotypical issue, like borderline of you having like action, He-Man action figures Mint in the box hanging on your shelf and she's like, those have to go.
Well, they're not Mint.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
I do have Soundwave sitting on my... But she thinks Soundwave's cool.
Exactly.
Transformers, the sound...
Oh,
the,
yeah.
And it's interesting
cool.
to me because it is interesting to me that you would hang on to like a comforter that you'd be like, well, my aunt and uncle gave that to me, so this like has to... like that's all. I'm not saying you're wrong or right. I'm just saying it's interesting.
Next question.
Really? I'm really sorry if that's bugging you. Okay.
It's fine. Let's just move on.
Okay. Because are you sure, though? Are you sure? He's good.
Let's pause.
So let's see. Oh, what I forgot what I said. What I said that she would do is everything on my dresser, because my dresser is a mess. I thought she would say that. Question number 11. Last. What's the score right now? Do we even have a chance, or is this to tie it up?
It's 5-4 right now is the score.
In favor of you.
In favor of Team KK.
So this is our chance to tie it up and to make this a draw.
I think we're going to lose.
Name one. Oh, yeah. This is a horrible question for us.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Name one activity your fiance does with you only because she loves you. So this is to Natalie. Name one activity that you do with me only because you love me.
So I would think that you would think it would be video games or NASCAR, watching NASCAR. But I do like to do those things, but just not all the time. Because I like to play video games if it's a good video game that I like.
That's interesting.
I'll watch
that's
NASCAR
true.
When he's sitting there and watching it and not feel tortured.
That's true.
If I felt tortured, the one thing that I would do just because I loved you would be to watch a Star Trek episode.
I've never, ever watched Star Trek in her presence. Oh. Ever.
Not even a movie?
This is like... this.
We did this at my bachelor party.
This is like our kryptonite.
Yeah.
We should get the box set on that, huh?
I've
would
got
you like
all.
To do it?
What do you mean, get the box set? I've got them.
You're not going to be here, whore.
Yeah, thank throw God.
Down. Your son will be.
No.
We need to indoctrinate him.
Oh, he'll be in,
I'm
but he's not going to be there.
I'm getting a copy of the Bible and the Star Trek compendium.
So I think you'd think
one he will
video
read.
Games or NASCAR, but... again, I would do them not just because I love you.
So I just to make my point of what I said, when was the last time you played a video game with me?
I know.
Football.
Nope.
No.
Last time the when was the last time?
Oh, the one where you kept shooting me in the face every time I turned around? Yeah, that
no,
was fun.
That was our anniversary.
What was the
in 2 days, so I have time to prepare.
No. Okay. No. Never mind. That was a dirty, vulgar joke.
I get it.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me later. I don't get it. I'm tired.
Jacob evidently gets it because he's laughing.
He's a boy.
When was the last time you watched a full NASCAR race with me?
Probably 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
It was before I got pregnant or when I was pregnant.
Okay.
Pregnant.
Now, that was when I first started getting into NASCAR, and then she was into it, too, and I thought, finally, we have something we can do together. So, to which my answer to the question was, nothing, because she doesn't do anything with me that she only does because, like, if it's something we do together, it's because we both enjoy it. If she, there's nothing that this woman does, unless there's something I'm aware of. The closest thing I could think of was maybe sex, but she likes that. So
no, she definitely likes it more than you do.
Yeah. So, no, not more. Nah. I think it's a shared experience.
I don't know.
Trust me.
I've been around for 13 years. I've heard you both talk about it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What did
no,
you say?
No, I'm more sexual than he is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I enjoy it.
No, no, I
mean,
know.
Wait, that came out right. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy
no,
it.
No, like, I know. I get it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't get his point on that one, so we already lost. But just for the interest of finding out more information about future Catherine Miller, tell us, name one activity that you do only because you love Kevin.
Foot massage.
Oh, that's true. We don't get the point, because I wrote...
You give him foot massages? Yeah. And I hate feet. I hate to touch
them. She'll kiss my foot,
dude.
What?
I did one time.
Yeah. Oh, twice?
My God. A couple times.
A few times.
And now I do it not just on the sock, but on the barefoot.
Yeah, which is better. She likes it better on the barefoot.
Kat,
wow.
I want you to look deep into my eyes right now. And I want you to know that you are going to make an amazing wife.
I know, right?
And an amazing mother. And just do your best to hang on to what you have here going on now.
Okay.
And it's really hard because I like him a lot and he came first. And so now I'm going to tell you, just don't be a major a-hole.
Because
you could keep this forever.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Murph for life. What I wrote was watch Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh.
Because she's actually, she's watched a few episodes.
But you don't hate that. Not
she
as much as you
like
hate feet.
She's only doing it because she wants to see what I like about it.
Oh. And she's like desperately trying to find.
I watch Dr. Quinn, the medicine
he
woman.
Does.
That's
her,
true.
Which
we
watched.
We talked about that on another episode when she called in. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd just like to point out that we got 5 right. You got 4 right. That means collectively we got 9 right, which is still less questions than there were on the quiz.
I also, because now what we're going to do here next, real quick, because we do have to wrap it up, and I'm sorry to Steve, call in next week because we just didn't have time with this game.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, that's right. Well, next week to when he's hearing this, is... We Kevin and I decided to also fill this out for each other because it is no secret that Kevin and I share a love. I'm going to say far beyond what Kat brings to the table because I would love to massage his feet.
Ew.
We still may have the same fight of what he could keep and what not. That might be an issue, but I think eventually we would have to cave because it probably would be a non-sexual relationship, so we would have 2 separate rooms even though we'd be common law married, but not that I've thought that out until you came along. But
you married her, all right? You married Natalie.
I know.
Long before this.
So question number one, I answered as the bride and you answered as the groom because they were designated. So the question to me is, if you could be a famous person, who would you choose to be according to your fiance? I would say that you said Bill Cosby.
Oh, I said Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, you beat me. I would much rather be him. You're right. That was good. I also decided it would be fun, and this might be unfair to you because I answered as if I was also the groom, and I said that you would most likely want to be Shark Jesus. to both of us, where did you share your first kiss? I said comedy sports.
Comedy sports.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So far, technically, I only have one because I just want to know if I beat Kat.
Keep going.
Okay. Thanks, Kat. Let's see. We shared our first kiss. What is the most embarrassing thing your fiance has done around you? So what is the most embarrassing thing that I've done around me? So what is that, Kevin, did you say?
Over-explain things.
Really? Yeah, that's embarrassing?
Yeah, to the wrong people.
Who did I over-explain something to?
I can't remember in any particular...
Specific?
Yeah, but there have been times where I'm like, they get it. Let's move on.
Oh, really?
Let's move on.
Oh.
Let's move on.
I said when I cried after the car accident.
You cried after the car accident?
You don't remember that?
You're a big girl.
Yeah.
He felt horrible.
It destroyed me.
You can cry after a car accident. Then we went inside.
But it was the way that I did it. Maybe it's because you were taking care of Danielle, but I was, and Jeremy was there with me. But Jeremy, if he's listening, will remember that. So no points for me on that one. Who approached who and with what pickup line? I forgot to answer this one for us the first time you got together. So should I say what I think?
Go ahead and I'll tell you what I thought it was.
I think it was
I mean, when our friendship kind of started, here's the thing. I've said this before, that I think that Kevin's and my friendship works because beyond the fact that we have everything in common is that there is an understanding, I think, from my perspective, that I have about Kevin that most people miss, is that sometimes Kevin is mistaken for being a jerk or an a-hole or whatever.
Yeah.
I understand why he's doing what he's doing, and it doesn't bother me. So therefore,
back it up, women.
For my...
Yeah.
Is that the sound of lots of women you're doing there?
So for me, it was the moment that I was putting powder on my hands, and I said, and I got a little bit of powder on his head. I go, oh, I'm sorry. And then he threw an entire thing of powder in my face, and it didn't make me angry because I was like, oh, he didn't mean for that to get in my eyes and on my contacts. So what did you say?
I knew that you were going to write that, so I put that down as the answer. But I thought to more appropriately answer the question, it was the time that you got a little nervous that you were going to do a Star Trek set with me before. I thought that was more about approaching me. But yeah, I knew you were going to write
that. What did I say?
We were going to go do a set together as our Star Trek aliens for the first time. Uh-huh. And it was the next day on the schedule, and you said, oh, I just got a little nervous like I used to when I was going to go out with the big people.
Oh.
And I was like,
because you were a big Star Trek fan, and you were super fast. Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say the powder.
I also would have thought that it was when you and I would talk about warm-up games when I started doing comedy sports. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. That's when our friendship kind of really started. So let's see then. What of your physical features does your fiance consider to be his favorite?
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever discussed this.
We haven't. Yeah. So I said my broad shoulders.
That's a good one. I said I've always been admiring of your lips. I thought they're nice big black man lips.
Yeah.
So I think those are pretty good.
That's right. Jealous cat. Look at these things.
No.
Yeah, you should be.
Have you kissed Kevin?
Huh?
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I have. I don't know I can't remember if it was on the lips. I think it was though. Let's see. So we did not get that one. How many points do I have so far, Kat?
Kat.
Well, that's two, right?
I think. What did you say?
He got the last. He got one right just recently. Number four.
That was it. I think so far.
Number four, he got right. So I think you have. Two right.
Okay, two. How many kids do you? How many kids does your fiance want to have? I figure if it was you and I, it would be zero.
I still put two.
Oh, damn it!
But I knew you only wanted one.
What is the first movie you saw together? I have no idea. So I wrote Star Trek Insurrection.
I put Wild Wild West. I couldn't remember if you saw that with us.
I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
Yeah. So no points on that one. Man, I've already lost.
Did you skip number six?
What about your fiance? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, that's what does your fiance say annoys him about you, right? What annoys him? Oh, I think I answered this wrong. I think I answered it as what would you say annoyed me about you? And I put that you're too perfect.
Oh, I put nothing. So yeah, I think that counts.
That counts. Suck it, Smethurst. Or is it Smethurst? Yeah, I just said it right.
Smith-Miller.
That's right.
Smiller.
What is your usual... Smillers. This is what I love, is that what is your fiance's usual bedtime? I put 12 a.m. on the nose.
Nice.
Boom.
Bam. There it happened.
It's another one. What if I came back strong?
Yeah.
Name one thing that your fiance owns that you will throw out the first chance you get. I wrote his fiance.
I wrote everything, and she is my everything. So
boom, another one for me. Name one activity you do with your fiance only because you love him. And I put this down because I don't think that this is the answer given in the spirit of the question, but I do think it is the answer to the question, is that when I decided I want to start doing a podcast, I knew that there was only one person I could do it with, and that was the Kevin Miller. So the activity that I do with him only because I love him is this podcast.
Oh, you know, you got me, because I wrote, name one activity that you only do with one other person. I wrote podcast, and then scratch it out because you do a podcast with somebody else. And then I was so mad I didn't write in something else. So you actually get it right.
Yes. Nailed it. How many did I get right?
I've counted four, but I don't know if I
think
counted
missing
everything.
One. I think you got five.
Yeah, I think we tied.
You tied.
All right.
All right.
You Natalie get to last another
Let's
year.
Go. Let's see how you gotta stack up against these two yokels.
Oh, now you guys are going to
no,
do it?
I'm just
oh, them two. Yeah. They don't even.
See, now I know the answers.
Are we out of time?
We are out of time. We filled the time. We filled the void. That went by fast, right, Smat?
Anything to say?
And Smat? I don't know why I called you Smat.
Matt Kett. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to my dear, dear friend. I'm excited to be here. I want to do regular check-ins now that you guys are planning your nuptials.
We'll have to check in on the hanger arrangement.
I'm so excited for you guys. We lived together for 4 years before we got married, and this is like
everything new all at once.
Yeah, in short, because like you guys were engaged like what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago,
nine days.
Not even a week and a half. Ago. 8 days ago.
I'm excited. All right, we don't have to keep talking about this. On behalf of my beautiful bride, Natalie Worsham, on behalf of Kevin's beautiful bride to be, Catherine Smethurst, and my dearest friend Kevin Miller, with whom I tied with his soulmate. So suck that, nerd.
Yeah.
This is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.